This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's parking a truck.
B.
He's lifting some furniture.
C.
He's starting an engine.
D.
He's driving a car.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
Some curtains have been closed.
B.
Some jackets have been laid on a chair.
C.
Some people are gathered around a desk.
D.
Someone is turning on a lamp.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
One of the women is reaching into her bag.
B.
The women are waiting in a line.
C.
The man is leading a tour group.
D.
The man is opening a cash register.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The man is bending over a bicycle.
B.
A wheel has been propped against a stack of bricks.
C.
The man is collecting some pieces of wood.
D.
A handrail is being installed.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
An armchair has been placed under a window.
B.
Some reading materials have fallen on the floor.
C.
Some flowers are being watered.
D.
Some picture frames are hanging on a wall.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
She's adjusting the height of an umbrella.
B.
She's inspecting the tires on a vending cart.
C.
There's a mobile food stand on a walkway.
D.
There are some cooking utensils on the ground.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Why was this afternoon's meeting cancelled?
A.
Room 206, I think.
B.
Because the manager is out of the office.
C.
Let's review the itinerary for our trip.
Number 8.
You use the company fitness center, don't you?
A.
Yes, every now and then.
B.
Please center the text on the page.
C.
I think it fits you well.
Number 9.
Do you have the images from the graphics department?
A.
Okay, that won't be a problem.
B.
A high-definition camera.
C.
No, they're not ready yet.
Number 10.
When are you moving to your new office?
A.
The office printer over there.
B.
The water bill is high this month.
C.
The schedule is being revised.
Number 11.
Would you like to sign up for the company retreat?
A.
Sure, I'll write my name down.
B.
20 people maximum.
C.
Can I replace the sign?
Number 12.
How often do I have to submit my timesheet?
A.
5 sheets of paper.
B.
You need to do it once a week.
C.
No, I don't usually wear a watch.
Number 13.
I can buy a monthly gym membership, right?
A.
A very popular exercise routine.
B.
The exercise room is on your right.
C.
Yes, at the front desk.
Number 14.
Have you put price tags on all the clearance items?
A.
Yes, everything's been labeled.
B.
It is a little cloudy.
C.
Where is your name tag?
Number 15.
Don't we still need to change the newspaper layout?
A.
Down the hall on your right.
B.
No, it's already been changed.
C.
A new computer program.
Number 16.
What's the total cost of the repair work?
A.
It's free because of the warranty.
B.
I have some boxes you can use.
C.
In a couple of hours.
Number 17.
Where can I get a new filing cabinet?
A.
All of the cabins have been rented.
B.
I'll put the tiles in the corner.
C.
All furniture requests must be approved first.
Number 18.
How do I reset my password?
A.
By the end of the month.
B.
You should call the help desk.
C.
Thanks for setting the table.
Number 19.
Could you check to see if that monitor is plugged in?
A.
I didn't send them yet.
B.
A longer power cord.
C.
Do you want me to check them all?
Number 20.
Is the new inventory process more efficient?
A.
It only took me an hour.
B.
Yes, she's new here.
C.
I'll have the fish.
Number 21.
Would you like some ice cream or cake for dessert?
A.
Because I'm hungry.
B.
Yes, I liked it.
C.
I'm trying to avoid sugar.
Number 22.
Who's doing the product demonstration this afternoon?
A.
That bus station is closed, sorry.
B.
I'm leaving for New York at lunchtime.
C.
Let me show you a few more.
Number 23.
Your presentation's being reviewed at today's manager's meeting.
A.
I didn't have much time to complete it.
B.
Next slide, please.
C.
That movie had great reviews.
Number 24.
Don't you carry these shoes in red?
A.
I'll lift from this end.
B.
There's a new shipment coming tomorrow.
C.
I have time to read it now.
Number 25.
Would you like to have lunch with the clients?
A.
About a 3-hour flight.
B.
The first stage of the project.
C.
Sure, we can go to the cafe downstairs.
Number 26.
How about hiring an event planner to organize the holiday party?
A.
I think it's on the lower shelf.
B.
Sure, I'd love to attend.
C.
There's not much money in the budget.
Number 27.
Isn't that car maker planning to start exporting electric cars?
A.
Yes, I've heard that's the plan.
B.
A ticket to next year's car show.
C.
Congratulations on your promotion.
Number 28.
David trained the interns to use the company database, didn't he?
A.
Actually, it was Hillary.
B.
An internal audit.
C.
He's good company.
Number 29.
Who's responsible for researching the housing market in India?
A.
The senior director is heading up that team.
B.
Every morning at 10 o'clock.
C.
Yes, it's on Main Street.
Number 30.
Have you arranged a ride to take us to the convention center, or should I?
A.
Unfortunately, there isn't an extra bag.
B.
I don't have the phone number for the taxi service.
C.
We've accepted credit cards before.
Number 31.
These purchases should have been entered on your expense report.
A.
No thanks. I don't need anything from the store.
B.
The entrance is on 31st Street.
C.
I thought I had until Friday to do that.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, it's Martina from accounting. I'd like to reserve the main conference room for a meeting I'll be leading on Friday with colleagues from our New York office.
Sure, that shouldn't be a problem. What time is the meeting?
It's from 9 to 11 a.m.
Okay, I'll block off that time slot for you. Do you need any special equipment besides a laptop and projector?
No, but I'll need the key so I can go in a little early and set up. Can I pick that up on Friday morning?
Absolutely.
Number 32. What is the woman preparing for? Number 33. Who most likely is the man? Number 34. What does the woman want to pick up on Friday morning? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Satoshi, have you already started working on the budget for next year?
Not yet, but I do plan to start it in the next day or so.
Okay, perfect. I'd like to add some new engineers to my team next year if we can afford it. I thought one might be enough, but I realized we'll probably need three to handle our company's new contracts.
No problem. I can include that in the budget. I'll just need the details about the positions, including the job titles and expected salaries. Could you send that to me?
Number 35. What task is the man responsible for? Number 36. What does the woman want to do next year? Number 37. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Business Suit Outlet. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm interviewing for a job next week, and I wanted to buy a new suit.
Congratulations! Do you have anything particular in mind?
Well, there's one in your display window that looks nice, but I don't really like the color.
That one only comes in black, but we do have suits in other colors that are fashionable and appropriate for business.
Okay, I can only spend $150, and I'd like a style similar to the one in the window.
Let me show you some suits in that price range. By the way, any alterations needed for the suit are included in the price.
Number 38. What does the woman need a suit for? Number 39. What does the woman dislike about a suit on display? Number 40. What does the man say that the price includes? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Ellenville Public Library. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from the company Grover and James. We're interested in filming a scene for a movie in the lobby of the library. Its historic architecture is just what we're looking for.
Well, we actually had a film shoot in our library last year. And the thing is, they said it would take one day, and it ended up taking three. I'm concerned that will happen again.
I understand, but this is a very short scene.
Well, we have a board meeting here next week. I could give you 10 minutes at the beginning to give us the details.
Number 41. What kind of a business does the man most likely work for? Number 42. What does the woman say she is concerned about? Number 43. What does the woman agree to let the man do? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Axel Schmidt's painting titled The Tulips.
Unfortunately, his paintings aren't on display, but it's just temporary. We're putting new flooring in that gallery. If you come back in a couple of weeks, the floors will be done, and you can see all of Schmidt's artwork.
Oh, that's too bad. I really wanted to see that painting.
I'm sorry about that, but we sell items featuring that painting in the gift shop. You could buy a souvenir so you could enjoy the tulips every day.
Number 44. Who most likely is Axel Schmidt? Number 45. What renovation does the woman mention? Number 46. What does the woman encourage the man to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Dimitri. Are you still working on your sales report? Collecting all the data from the car dealerships in my region is taking me such a long time, especially because this year management wants additional information on vehicle purchases, like model and color.
Are you using the sales computation software? That's what I used for my report, and it worked really well.
Oh, you already finished it?
Well, I'm done collecting and analyzing the data, but I'm having trouble with the presentation. We didn't get any guidelines for that.
Remember Julie's presentation last year? It was very impressive. The slides are available on our company intranet.
Number 47. What does the speaker's company most likely sell? Number 48. Why is the woman surprised? Number 49. Why does the woman say,
"The slides are available on our company intranet"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for coming in, Omar. You might have heard that Rosa Garcia is retiring at the end of November. This means her position as Director of Information Security in Singapore will be vacant. I'd like to know if you'd be interested.
Oh, that would be a promotion for me. Well, I'll need a little time to think about it and talk it over with my family. I do have a question. When would I start the position?
The first week of December, ideally. We'd pay for all your moving expenses, of course, if you decide to accept the offer.
Number 50. According to the woman, what will happen at the end of November? Number 51. What does the man want to know? Number 52. What does the woman say the company will pay for? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Miriam, did you hear that our construction company won the bid to build the river dam next to Burton City?
I did. This is such a major project for us. The dam's expected to produce enough electricity to power all of Burton.
Right. Say, do you know when construction will begin?
I don't, but here comes the project manager now. He may have a better idea. Gerhardt, are there any updates on the dam construction?
Well, we're going to have to wait until all the permits are approved. It'll be a while before anything else can happen.
Number 53. What industry do the speakers work in? Number 54. What does the woman say a project will do for a city? Number 55. What does Gerhardt say needs to be done? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I have a question about a customer's prescription. He's... Oh, I'm sorry. I see you're busy.
I don't have much to do.
His doctor prescribed a 30-day supply of this allergy medication, but I noticed we only have enough on the shelf for 15 days.
Our weekly delivery arrives early tomorrow morning. Go ahead and give him the 15 and ask him to please come back for the rest. It's allergy season, so we're selling a lot of that medicine.
Then maybe we should increase the number of bottles in our next order from the distributor.
Number 56. What does the woman imply when she says,
I don't have much to do?
Number 57. What does the man notice about some medication? Number 58. What does the man suggest doing in the future? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning, Ms. Davis. We've received comments from your legal team on the terms and agreements for the Travel Rewards credit card that we issued.
Could you explain the revisions we need to make to be in compliance with the law?
Sure. The problem with the agreement is this. It doesn't disclose to users that if a card isn't used for a year, the account will be suspended.
Oh, that's an oversight on our part. We're glad you caught that.
We don't want to be fined by banking regulators, so all cardholders will need to be notified by the end of the month.
Number 59. Who most likely is the woman? Number 60. What kind of document are the speakers discussing? Number 61. Why must the document be revised by the end of the month? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list of expenses.
Ms. Giordano, it looks like the last of the wedding guests have left. My staff's going to start packing up our dishes and loading the van.
That's fine, thank you. The food was delicious. My son and his new wife were very happy with your service.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. And again, I'm sorry that some of our wait staff were late arriving. They said they drove right past the turnoff.
I understand. The venue is difficult to see from the road. I really like this location, though, with its view of the mountains from the gardens in the back.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. How much did the man's company charge for its service? Number 63. Why does the man apologize? Number 64. What does the woman like about a venue? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and seating chart.
Hey, Thomas, you like concerts. Any chance you're interested in the local band showcase this weekend? I have two tickets that I don't need.
You got tickets to that? That's surprising. I heard that they sold out in just a few days.
They did, but I actually won these in a radio contest. That's why I'm giving them away instead of selling them. Good seats, too. Right in the middle, close to the stage.
Sure, I'll take them. Thanks. Why can't you go?
This weekend is my parents' anniversary. My sisters and I are planning a party for them at their home in Boston.
Number 65. Why is the man surprised? Number 66. Look at the graphic. In which section does the woman have seats? Number 67. What is the woman doing this weekend? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and directory.
Hello, Bellevue Apartments Management Office. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Azusa Suzuki. I'm a new tenant here and I live in 2A.
How's everything in your apartment so far?
Very good. One thing, though. When can you put my name on the building directory? It still says the previous tenant's name.
No problem. I can send someone over now. Unit 2A, you said?
Yes, and I'll be stopping by your office tomorrow with my February rent check.
Okay, see you then.
Number 68. Who most likely is the man? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which name needs to be changed? Number 70. What does the woman say she is going to do tomorrow? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Karen Smith. I have an appointment with Dr. Miller for my annual eye exam on Tuesday. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it. If possible, I'd like to reschedule for later in the week. If Dr. Miller is available in the afternoon, that would work better for me. I also wanted to ask about your warranty for eyeglasses. What exactly does the warranty cover? Thank you, and please call me back at 555-0110.
Number 71. What kind of business is the speaker most likely calling? Number 72. What does the speaker say about her appointment? Number 73. What is the speaker interested in learning more about? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Curious about how chocolate is made? Then come visit us at Bowden's Chocolate Factory. You'll have a great time. We offer guided tours every Saturday and Sunday at our factory, located directly across from Appleton Shopping Center. During your two-hour visit, you'll observe the creation and packaging of Bowden's products. And each visitor will get their picture taken with Cheery, our adorable chocolate mascot, to take home as a souvenir. Right now, with the coupon available on our website, you can bring in a group of 12 or more people for half the price. Download yours today.
Number 74. What is being advertised? Number 75. What will participants receive? Number 76. What can the listeners do on a website?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, everyone. Unfortunately, we've had to stop the movie. As you've probably noticed, we're having technical difficulties with the audio. I'm very sorry about this. We take our sound quality seriously and want you to know we'll have technicians here as soon as possible to resolve this issue. As you exit, please stop by the customer service desk in the lobby to pick up 2 free tickets for your next movie. Again, my apologies for the inconvenience.
Number 77. Where does the announcement take place? Number 78. Why does the speaker apologize? Number 79. What does the speaker offer the listeners? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech.
Welcome to Branson Tech's second annual conference on computer security. We decided to try something different to publicize the event this year. We advertised primarily through social media rather than by email newsletters or on company websites, and over 300 people are here. The first presentations will begin in 15 minutes. The talks will take place in different rooms throughout the building, so please be sure to check your programs for the list of topics, speakers, and locations.
Number 80. What event is taking place? Number 81. Why does the speaker say,
"And over 300 people are here"?
Number 82. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everyone. On behalf of the Department of Transportation, I'd like to announce a new experimental program to reduce traffic in Greenville. Beginning in January, there will be a $10 fee for each car that enters the city. There will, however, be a lower fee for people who commute to Greenville for work. They will be asked to pay $5 rather than $10. These charges are aimed at deterring drivers from coming into this very crowded area. The program will be in effect for 3 months. After that, we will determine if the program has decreased traffic congestion enough to continue it permanently.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the plan? Number 84. Who does the speaker say will receive a discount? Number 85. What will happen after 3 months? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
Thanks for tuning in to Music Today on Radio 49. First, a reminder that the Classical Music Festival is this weekend. Radio 49 is giving listeners a chance to win a pair of tickets by entering a contest. And tickets are almost sold out. Just go to our website and tell us what you enjoy most on our station, and we'll pick a winner at random. This year is the 10th anniversary of the event, which was founded by a famous classical musician, Umesh Gupta. On tomorrow morning's program, Mr. Gupta will be here for an interview about the history of the festival. Be sure to join us for that.
Number 86. What event is the speaker discussing? Number 87. Why does the speaker say,
"Tickets are almost sold out"?
Number 88. What will happen tomorrow morning? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Thank you for visiting our booth here at the trade fair. We're so excited to show you our new patio furniture. You're probably familiar with our wooden outdoor tables and chairs, and we want you to know that we've expanded that line to include plastic furniture. This furniture is very durable. It can withstand any kind of weather, and it needs no maintenance. I'm going to hand out a sample of the plastic material we use. Please pass it around after you've had a chance to look at it.
Number 89. What type of business does the speaker work for? Number 90. What does the speaker say is an advantage of the new material? Number 91. What will the listeners do next? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
This is Noriko, the Human Resources Supervisor here in Albany. I'm calling about your request to transfer to our branch in Havertown. I know your commute is difficult, and it takes you over an hour to drive to this office. So I've contacted the manager at that location, and there is a need for a skilled software engineer. There are a few forms that you'll need to fill out, though, to complete the request. Now we need to talk about your work schedule to decide when you'll start at the new location. Please call me back.
Number 92. Which department does the speaker work in? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"There is a need for a skilled software engineer"?
Number 94. What does the speaker want to discuss with the listener? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following broadcast and schedule.
You're listening to Making My Company with Mark Sullivan. In each episode, I invite entrepreneurs from around the world to talk about how they built their successful businesses. In celebration of our radio show's 10-year anniversary, our website now has all of our previously aired episodes. You can access them with the click of a button. You can even download them onto mobile devices to listen to on the go. Okay, now, I welcome Haru Nakamura to the show. Ms. Nakamura is excited to be here today.
Number 95. Why are guests invited on the speaker's radio show? Number 96. What can the listeners do on a website? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which day is this episode being aired? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and store display.
It's Akira calling from the district manager's office. The visual merchandising team wants to make a slight change to the fall display standards that we sent you yesterday. They want to move the shirts with the vertical stripes, hang them instead of having them displayed on the shelf. We'll display some colorful accessories there instead, like scarves and ties. Also, hang all the socks on grid wall panels by the cash registers. Those sell best when people can grab them when they walk up to pay. The thicker, cold weather socks will be shipped to you soon. You'll get an email confirmation with the details when they're sent.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Where will the scarves and ties be displayed? Number 99. What should be displayed near the cash registers? Number 100. What should the listener expect to receive in an email? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.